This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left made a huge miscalculation. They don't realize it yet, but they did. To win at all costs, to beat Donald Trump, to root him out, was their number one goal. And in achieving that, they actually ended up torpedoing themselves. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They crushed themselves on their own weight, exposed the game. Got 80 million people fired up. They don't feel like losers. 80 million people who feel like they got screwed. And I want you to imagine that one mass moving anywhere it chooses to move in unison, making itself look like the biggest organism in the ocean, the biggest organism on the planet. Nothing dare mess with it when you have that many things that you're dealing with, that many organisms. You ever seen a time lapse of these little microorganisms that can disintegrate a carcass in a matter? It may take hours, may even take days. But when they do the time lapse, you see how these little tiny organisms just, and they just take a carcass down to the bone. That's essentially what 80 million people can do to the Democratic Party. They can swarm on it and take it down to the bone. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Joe Biden, folks, didn't cure cancer. He was supposed to. That's what Barack Obama tasked him with. His cancer foundation or whatever he set up has essentially done nothing. Raw people of the little bit of money they gave him. He couldn't even, I mean, think about it. The vice president of the United States, I don't even think he raised $2 million for his cancer organization. And all they did was spend it on partying. Probably Hunter Biden's partying. Joe Biden is not going to cure any ills of America or any ills of the world. Quite the opposite, quite frankly. The world is in a panic. Many places are in a panic because they don't know what Joe Biden's going to do. They don't know who's running the country for real. And you can't negotiate with him. The man is the enemy of insanity. He's the enemy of the people. And all these executive orders, he's acting like dead man walking. What's the rush, Joe? 40-plus executive orders? I mean, this guy's on a mission. It's like he's saying, they've only given me 3 weeks to live. I've got to go do it quick. It probably isn't very far from the truth. Quick pace to undo Trump's amazing 4 years of changing this country fundamentally back to sanity. So Joe Biden says, I got to bring him down as quickly as possible, but it's not him calling the shots. It's somebody else. We all know this. Do you think that Joe Biden really understands America's root problems? Do you think he really wants to get to the bottom of the situation? Because all I see is the undoing of policies that had America back on track. And I want you to just think for a second, if they left Donald Trump alone where he could actually tackle the real issues of family, the real issues of these kids that need guidance, the education system that's broken, and so on and so forth. Those are the real problems. You know, we cover it up with, oh, we've got the woo flu, or there's global climate change with all this nonsense. But the real issues are at the base level of the human condition. And none of these politicians really want to get to it. But if you want to understand how America really works, how it really moves, what impacts us at the most base level, and who can influence even the mightiest, you got to look at what happened with this stock market. Now, I won't tell you that what would have happened with the stock market would have happened if Donald Trump was president. Let me tell you why. Donald Trump, the people that attacked the hedge fund investors that were trying to bring down AMC and GameStop, they were going to attack it anyway. But what the difference is, they would have somebody that is on their side. Donald Trump would have said, yeah, I agree. These people, the Jeff Bezos of the world, would not be multi-billionaires. The Facebooks, the Zuckerbergs of the world would not be multi-billionaires if it not were not for people propping them up, choosing the winners and the losers. I remember when they said something about Amazon years ago. They said Amazon would have to be a $40 trillion company for its stock to be worth what it is. I don't know what the market cap is of Amazon, but I'll tell you this. It's overpriced. Oh, I know. They got Amazon Prime, and we all want our crap cheap and free, you know, cheap and then shipped free. And we're all signed up, and they're bundling in, hey, we'll grocery shop for you, and here's some movies you can watch. He wants to be the one-stop shop for you all. I get it. And you think the market cap can handle that? Maybe it can, actually. I don't think it can, but maybe it can. Maybe one company really is 1/115th of the gross domestic product of the entirety of the United States. But I don't think so. The past week, we've shown this, folks. We've shown you can take a billionaire down when you target them. See, up to this point, the left have pretended these guys are untouchables. Well, they got touched. One guy, Melvin Capital, this guy's going to lose billions of dollars. He's scrambling. He's looking for lifelines all over the place. He's losing billions of dollars because one group of Americans decided to make something happen. I couldn't be more proud. See, that's America responding in a way that the left can't control. See, it's their system. They set it up. They made the rules unfair. If you think for one second that the stock market has been fair to the average investor, you're wrong. If you've made money in it, congratulations. But there are many people who lost. They don't even understand the game. They lost a few thousand dollars and they just chalked it up to, you know, it is what it is, and they walked away. But a lot of them won this time. Millions of people won. I gave you the numbers a day ago. Over how many, if you invested $100, you might be up $30,000 with a $100 investment. That kind of money exchanged hands over the GameStop and AMC stuff. And they asked some of the investors, what would you want to do? And they said it point blank, I wanted to ruin a billionaire's life, to be part of the zeitgeist, just for fun, to bankrupt billionaires. And as I said, if you legitimately earned your money, I got no problem with you. But when you're these people that have used Congress and you've used the taxpayers, you've abused the people that make America run, good riddance. One and counting.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hello, Kevin Jackson. This is your friend Fred. Morning, I went to the McDonald's in my neighborhood and got my Egg McMuffin. Can you say Egg McMuffin? I knew that you could. Anyway, I saw parents there who were forcing their children unnecessarily to put on little masks before they let them jump in a pit of plastic balls covered with urine. These people are morons. Can you say moron? I knew that you could. Back.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, thanks, Fred, for sending me that. Sorry, I'm just getting around to playing it. Good job, my friend. Keep them coming. The elites, folks, are freaking out. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. The elitists can't handle it. It's like when they found out the guy who sings "Never Gonna Give You Up" looks like Opie from Mayberry RFD. What? He's a redheaded white boy, a ginger? I thought that was a brother. By the way, many black folks freaked out too. We were like, that big old voice coming out of that little white boy? Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Singing like a cross between Barry White and Luther Vandross. That one's gonna go over most of the white folks' head. Just like what I said went over most of the youngsters' heads. They're like, who's this, Rick Astley guy and the song "Never Gonna Give You Up" and what's this Mayberry RFD thing? Everybody catch up, okay? I'm gonna give you a few seconds to catch up with the program. In case you missed it over the last few days, rich people are in danger. Bum 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 bum. Somebody tweeted, "Give the hedge fund billionaires a $600 check." I cracked up when I read that. You know, that's their stimulus. Melvin Investments lost $2.8 billion. Actually, they don't even know what the carnage is going to be. But billions of dollars. And they're like, give them a $600 stimulus check. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's talking about a $1.7 trillion stimulus for the Wu flu. For the thing that they caused. But we'll get to that another time. Here's what this whole saga that's playing out right now with the stock market is. And by the way, I don't know about the timing of all this, because, you know, it's like reading your horoscope. Once something happens, you can say, oh, well, this was Trump or this was that or whatever. Or, you know, but your horoscope tells you, you know, you're beautiful and here's what's going to happen in your life. And you go, oh, yeah, I understand that now. Yeah. Well, sometimes you can interpret things because you want it to fit your scenario. And I try not to do that because I live by the credo, to thine self be true. Because if you want to fool yourself, you're only going to fool yourself for so long, because self goes, wait a minute, I know. It's like I'll be having a conversation with God and then I know I'm lying, or I know I'm like, you know, well, that's not exactly true. And then I remember, wait a minute, you can't be lying to God. He knows. So you just go, all right. Now, I know leftists out there will go, oh, Kevin, it's really stupid. All you're doing is talking to yourself. You know, yeah, okay. Well, let's just say that. Let's say I'm talking to myself and I feel that there is no God. Therefore, I am a divine individual in and of myself. In effect, I'm talking to God. Now, if I'm telling myself a lie, don't you think I know it? Yeah, see, try that logic on for size, lefties. Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Anyway, going back to these elitists that want to tell you how the world works and what you should see, do, how you should act, cancel culture, the whole thing. I'm just going to explain it to you. I'm going to mansplain. I'm going to black mansplain things to you. Wait, no. I'm going to macho black mansplain things to you. Toxically masculinely. I'm going to explain stuff to the people listening to the program. Speaking of which, before I do that, let me get this off my desk. I got to say this. This is amazing to me. I went through my mail. I'm going to pull it out right now and tell you guys exactly what happened here. First of all, Ruth, I know you listened to the program. I did finally get your letter. For those of you who don't know, Ruth is my 97-year-old girlfriend. Yep. She's my chick on the side. And Ruth mailed me a letter. She got it wrong the first time, but then she got it right the second time. And she apologized for the delay. Ruth is apparently... She claims she's blind, but she knows how good looking I am, so I think she's lying. I think she really can see. I think she's fooling her family. But here's what she wrote. Just a few lines to wish you and your family a very happy new year. Thank you again for the Zoom meeting arranged by my granddaughter in Chandler, AZ, in early December 20. You are the best one of a kind. Due to my legally blindness, I have no computer. I listen to you on Alexa. Forever grateful, Ruth, 97, from Florida. I don't think Ruth is 97. She doesn't look a day over 80. She's a good-looking lady. And anyway, I just wanted to read that. But then I get this other letter. Let's see. This who sent me this? This sent, was sent from Albert. Albert in California. I don't know how Albert got my information, but he got it. Says he lives. I love this message, Albert. He says, I live in Citrus Heights, California, demon-possessed Sacramento County. It's really wild, wild west in this area. Lots of high-speed crashes. I hope everyone is enjoying themselves now. I think it's in reference to the Biden fiasco that we now suffer from. But Albert sends me a cashier's check for $2,000. Albert, I'm freaking out over this, dude. Anyway, I appreciate it because it will definitely go to good use. But I'm not one of the elites. And you know what, Albert? I may stick it in some GameStop stock. Let's see how we do. I just want to stop and recognize the people that do reach out to us from time to time. P.O. Box 542, Higley, Arizona, 85236. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the elites here. They wanted money out of circulation, but as the saying goes, be careful what you wish for. The electronic age may very well be the undoing of these leftists. Because in the blink of an eye, fortunes can change. And I'm going to tell you, you got that big jar of loose change. I have this huge jar of loose change. I swear there must be, I know there's $250 of change in that jar. Then gold and silver and cyber currencies. Those people that have that, we may very well be the elites. Have you looked at the price of silver? It's through the roof. It's doubled. I believe that's a good number. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to give comments to the court Tuesday on the impeachment trial set to begin next week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced a team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elites are freaking out. You are not freaking out. You're over the shock of the big cheat. And now you realize that the world continues turning. Life as you know it continues. It's like after a funeral. If you're still the one going home to eat the food, well, then you're above terra firma. And you figure out very quickly that the world doesn't wait on you. It continues to move. And that's okay. Anyway, glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks for hanging in there listening. Let me tell you what's going on right now, folks. 4 years of President Donald Trump opened the eyes of many Americans to many things. And I don't want to take you through all of it, but you know that we now know that the news is fake news. I will tell you, before Trump, I paid attention. I knew, you know, I was obviously paying attention to it with Obama and watching how they handled that. But man, he literally put it on steroids that, you know, they're liars. They just lie. They lie about everything. After doing a lot of research about the man, whom, by the way, I didn't have a lot of respect for. Not because I'd researched him thoroughly, but because people told me not to have respect for him. And then when I did the research, I was like, this guy's a good guy. Trump promised to drain the swamp. And he did. He accomplished it. He took the water level down. But he only exposed the vermin that were at the bottom, you know, hanging out in the mud. You know what I'm saying? He didn't finish the job. You ever watch these African TV, these nature shows, and the desert starts to dry up, and then you can start to see the fish or the various animals that are still in that pond as they start to wither away. Trump got there, but he didn't get there in time before the next rainfall came and saved them. In other words, the big cheat. But the Democrats may very well do the rest of the swamp draining themselves. Trump may have unwittingly got the left to, you know, accomplish their own demise. The big cheat, folks, opened up the eyes of millions of Americans. I don't know how to explain this except to tell you, I know my feelings and feelings of other people. that I've talked to, because I don't want to make it like I've done a Frank Luntz, you know, poll or anything, or a Rasmussen, which I don't believe any of them. But when I talk to people, they're like, no, we were cheated. There's a cheat. And you're not changing our minds. We know this. And I think that's a fearful thing for the Democrats when they're like, we can't change public opinion about it. They know we cheated. And so they not only know that they cheat in elections, that we now see that they cheat in the stock market, which we've already known for years, right? I've said on this show many times, you do realize Congress can insider trade and you can't. They can legally insider trade. They can say whatever information they have, and if you don't think they whisper it to their friends and family, you are the most naive. Welcome to RFD, Mayberry RFD, Opie, right? You're naive. Of course they do. They get away with it. Congress can legally lie to you. They can lie to you to get elected, etc. Who sets the kind of rules that you would not live by in civilized society and gives it to these clowns that we then elect? And then we wonder, why do we have these arcane, insane rules, laws, whatever, and we have a knucklehead, a brain-dead moron in the White House passing executive orders that in no way do what his oath of office is, which is to protect and serve the American people, and we do nothing. There's no impeachment we got a couple of these things that the courts overturn for Biden. How can you not build a wall to protect your country? How can you not do that? How can you, look, I'm not going to go through all these stupid executive orders because we don't have an executive. They should just call them orders. We need to give them a different name, brain dead moron orders, because they're not executive orders. Biden's not an executive. He knows it, the world knows it, and the Democrats know everybody knows it. Long story short, these elitists are now under fire. It was funny. I want to do some Twitter trolling right now. This guy's name is Lomez. He says, okay, Reddit, how do we crush the universities? Because Reddit is the team that is crushing the stock market as we speak. Billionaires sit in peril. People who have done nothing except move money around, but not move it around for the sake of good. They've moved money around for no reason. In other words, if you take somebody's investment and you say that, guys, this is a solid company I'm going to put your money in. They manufacture a product. They're really good at it. They need funding. You want to have a protected investment. I'm going to put your money into that product. Wonderful. That's exactly the way the stock market should work. There's a perceived value in what that company does. And you as a stockholder say, I'm willing to invest in that company for this reason. The stock market went away from that decades ago. Decades. Now it's all about how can I wrap these bad investments with good ones, sell it off over here, subprime, this, that. And it's become a Ponzi scheme, a massive Ponzi scheme. But guess what? It's not the only one. The Ponzi schemes are all over. There's a Ponzi scheme on global climate change. There's a Ponzi scheme on the Wu flu virus. And let me tell you, folks, every time I say Ponzi scheme, let me tell you who's left holding the bag. You know what that saying comes from? Left holding the bag at the bank. They come there and you're the one with the money and the cops arrest you. You're left holding the bag. The only difference is there ain't no money in your bag. They've already taken it. You're left holding the bag. You're going to get accused of the crime, but the other guys have already taken the money, and they split it up, and they've run off to countries with no extradition. Yep. School, education, the education system, a Ponzi scheme. I talk about it all the time. Education is blatantly racist and classist. Blatantly so. Where are the worst schools? Aha! Caught you, white people. Black neighborhoods. You know this. Who are the worst students per capita? And grades, SAT scores, etc. Aha! White people. Racist bigots. You already know the answer. Black folks. Who gets their kid? Do you really want to get into the demographics of the Ivies? Who gets to go? It's like Silicon Valley. Overwhelmingly white or Asian. Overwhelmingly so. Same with universities. The elite universities do not have the, quote, diversity they claim to want. And if you think it's going to change, but by the way, so what, you bring these kids there, you bring these black kids to elite universities that don't qualify. You think you've done them a service. They get to put Harvard on their pedigree, right? If they get out, 60% of black kids don't finish college. Well, Kevin, at Harvard, we have many of our blacks do. Yeah, but you're not, they're not finishing at the same, with the same level of education of the white kids. When you can have a black-only graduation, let me just put it to you this way. That was your affirmative action graduation. That was your affirmative action graduation. That wasn't a real graduation. That was Harvard saying, look, we know our little poor colored folk cannot do as well as the white folks, so we're going to let them have their own little section, and you can have the black Harvard degree. Oh, it'll still carry a bit of cachet for a while, but pretty soon it'll be like a Nobel Peace Prize given to anybody. Pretty soon it'll be like a reality talent show. All you got to do is talk about how depressed your life was, and we'll give you the key to the kingdom. Oh, I know you can't sing. I know you can't dance. I know you can't tell jokes. I know this. But you know what? Sorry, your daddy was in prison. Here's an award. I mean, this is what it feels like. The elites are scared. One of my friends tweeted, do you think they put a fence, barbed wire, and thousands of troops around themselves in D.C. because they have good intentions? 7,000 National Guard troops, another one of my friends, Lance, tweeted this. 7,000 National Guard troops will still be in D.C. in February. Permanent fencing being proposed around the Capitol. Many security perimeters still in place. Where was all this protection for American businesses when their stores were looted for weeks last summer? See, I'm trying to just wake you up to the notion that there are the haves and the have-nots. The haves are taking the money of the have-nots to make themselves the haves. And you know what the correction was that happened? And it continues to happen and will continue to happen? It was the have-nots saying, we've had enough. That's what it was. I salute you. You who are about to die. That was a scene from Gladiator, in case you missed the reference. Lots happening, folks. We're going to take this republic back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There are times when you think about liberalism, leftism, whatever you want to call it, democratism, when you just say, you know what, they need to take their poison. You need to just let them do what they do so they can see how stupid their stuff is. The only problem is it always involves our money. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. For example, I would tell you that I hope the teachers win in their strike to not go back to school over the coronavirus, the Wu flu. Let kids continue to have to learn from home. Because in the long run, I'm going to tell you who this hurts the most. It hurts the leftists, progressives, the Democrats, because they're the ones who are going to carry the brunt of it. The people that support them cannot, in the long haul, continue to take care of their kids like that. They got to go back to work. And you can say, oh, Kevin, no, that's not really true. It's going to hurt the kids. And also, those are the people that are staying home. And let me tell you something. The left are the worst parents in the world. Will it hurt the kids? Maybe, a little bit. But look at the education they're currently getting. It's not an education. The damage done to children in education today is far worse than any damage that could be done if you just let them run around as latchkey kids. Not to mention, it's not an education, it's an indoctrination. Look at the world and tell me that I'm wrong. You have rampant racism, but not the kind that you think. It's overt racism against white folks. And white kids are buying into it because they feel guilty. Black kids are making them feel guilty because they're like being taught, this is how you get the key to the kingdom, is if you make white kids feel guilty. The irony of it being that most of us are mixed heritage anyway. There aren't that many Americans that are of pure bloodline of any type. What does it matter? I don't know how you feel about it. I don't really care. Oh, I'm sure there's some scientists out there going, it's very good if we keep part of the bloodline pure so we can understand. Look, if you got to have a pure bloodline to understand genetics or whatever, that's not a world I need to live in. God, look at this world. We have people that run around thinking the world will end in 12 years if we don't do something about global climate change. I already mentioned the rampant racism. All the things that are wrong with the world. I know this will sound, I'm going to say most because I don't want to say absolutes. Most of the things that are going wrong in this country are because of some lame brain idea being brought on by leftists that they don't even live up to. That's what's so bad about it. They universal basic income, minimum wage, they take away everything that you hold near and dear under the guise of something. One of my friends tweeted this. He says, better to say racism prevents successful welfare than cultural homogeneity allows for successful welfare. In other words, if we were to be one American as a culture, our welfare system would drop to nothing. We'd be the way I think America is, which is we want to help each other. But it's better to say that racism won't let the welfare system work and then explode welfare and go, look at this, man. It's because it's institutional racism. We got all these black folks living on the government dole and all this other stuff. We don't have a society that's based on consequences and choices that you make. I'll give you a good example. Abortion. It's a woman's choice. Really? What else was her choice? To not have protection when she was having, sex with somebody she didn't really want to have a baby with? I mean, was that not a choice? But we disguise it. Oh, it's a woman's right to choose and all that. Let me tell you. First of all, she's already made a bunch of bad choices that led to the choice where she decides, hey, I want to kill a kid. But you know who's doing it? This feminist movement that has decided, hey, black women, hey, black woman, check it out. You can kill your babies more than anybody, and we'll make it convenient for you. But don't dare say that Planned Parenthood is a racist organization founded by the woman who wanted to destroy blacks, because then you're messing with a woman's right to choose, man. I'm just saying, you look at any of these areas where these leftists believe they have the answer, and you just find insanity. Bernie Sanders tweeted, McDonald's workers in the U.S., $9 an hour. McDonald's worker in Denmark, $22 an hour, 6 weeks of annual vacation, a union, 1 year paid family leave, life insurance, and pension. America must join the rest of the industrialized world and ensure that our working class can live with dignity. And another one of my friends tweeted, and how much does a Big Mac cost in Denmark? A meal is about $13 versus $6 in the U.S. Guess what? That spells loss of jobs. The other thing Bernie doesn't tell you, the taxpayer pays 75% of the $22 per hour. So in Denmark, the actual wage is $5.50 per hour. Michelle, Ragnar's mate, she said, income tax in Denmark between 42 and 55%, not including local and church taxes, which can add more. Cost of living, 30% higher in Denmark. Then she says, 6 weeks vacation, question mark, leave, question mark, pension, question mark, age 60 to 68, not paid if you leave the country, paid for by the aforementioned taxes. So Bernie gives you part of the story. He doesn't want to tell you everything that's happening there. All he does is they make a comparison. Go look at what they're doing over here and they're not doing here. Let me tell you something. I would gladly, happily put America's systems up against any system in the world. Canadian healthcare, British healthcare, New Zealand healthcare. Pick your healthcare. I'll put our system up against it. Any of it. Our education system would, if run correctly, would be the envy of the world. The problem is, it's been prostituted. Anybody want to guess by whom? Do conservatives own the education system? I think you know the answer to these. So when you look at all these things these people do, I get why they don't want us to have a discussion around it. Bernie doesn't want to, he wants to tweet something out there. By the way, misinformation. Do you think Twitter flagged that? You think Twitter flags anything this clown says? Tell me what works. Tell me where there isn't either some irony or hypocrisy in anything that these people say. And I'll leave them alone. It doesn't work, and they don't care. And they aren't going to censor themselves. They aren't going to say, well, you know, let's really fact-check Bernie and say here's the way it is. Now, discerning people, here's what we do. Bernie says that. Immediately, I want to know it looks good on paper. A Big Mac worker makes $22 an hour. Now, I don't know about you. But being a business person, let me tell you this, $22 an hour means that this person's making $65,000 a year to work at McDonald's. Now, if you want to rationalize to me that that's a $65,000 U.S. job, I'll go for it. $65,000, by the way, unburdened, meaning doesn't include income tax that the employer pays on them. Doesn't include that 6 weeks of vacation that you've got to account for, because somebody's got to make up for that. That's another $22 an hour. Doesn't include that week of family leave. So that employee probably cost his employer about $80,000 a year. Now, if you want to tell me a job working in McDonald's, I'm talking about a menial job working at McDonald's is an $80,000 a year job, I'm gonna disagree. Because, see, I know how many burgers you have to sell and French fries and Cokes and anything else in order to make that happen. Thus, the price of everything being exploded. It's like the $15 minimum wage. I keep telling people, you can make why don't I make the minimum wage $100? And watch what happens to the prices. Watch what happens to old people on fixed incomes. And then tell me how humanitarian it is. It's ridiculous. And it just doesn't work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.